This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gillette City Council at a special meeting at the beginning of the week voted to amend the policy that controls the operation reserve for Camplex. The policy restricts the use of the fund until it accrues $10 million. According to the news record, the resolution dropped the threshold to $2.5 million, and it would also allow the money to be used for capital preservation or improvements in addition to operations. The amendment now needs to be passed by a two-thirds vote by the County Commission and the Land Board. The Land Board will address the change today, and the county will address it in the next couple of weeks. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis will hold remote office hours in Gillette on Saturday. Constituents will be able to meet with her representative, Bronwyn Lance, to schedule a meeting with go to lummis.senate.org. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The American Legion Auxiliary Craft Bazaar will be tomorrow from 4 to 9 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 200 Rockpile Boulevard. Funds raised will be donated to the Poppy Fund to help veterans, deployed service people, their families, and veterans programs. The Campbell County Republican Party is hosting its Black Tie Pink Elephant Ball at 5:30 Saturday at Camplex. Tickets can be purchased at CampbellCountyRepublicans.com. The Ava Community Arts Center will host an After Dark Neon Paint event from 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday. You can find tickets and info at avacenter.org. And the Affiliates Motorcycle Club is holding a breakfast from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday at 4054 Box Elder Road. The club helps support disabled veterans in northeastern Wyoming. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.